The U.S. had threatened to slap Russia with sanctions if the secession referendum went ahead yesterday in Crimea. It did, and President Obama today followed through on his threat. We'll hear more on those new U.S. sanctions in a few minutes, but first we turn to Russia's response, which is, in essence, to thumb its nose at Washington. Just hours after Obama announced his sanctions, the Kremlin announced that Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a decree recognizing Crimea as an independent nation. That's seen as a step toward Russian annexation. And Putin is not the only Russian official publicly defying the White House. Here's Russian Senator Andrei Klimov telling the BBC that the people of Crimea have a right to determine their own future.
Those people, they never gave their rights to Washington or to Brussels.
That sentiment is echoed not just in Crimea, but by many in parts of eastern Ukraine as well. So there's concern about what could happen there. The BBC's Olga Ivshina is in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk.
Many people here, both historically and culturally, have strong ties with Russia, and also economically and demographically. So they do associate themselves with Russia and with Russian culture. And some of them fear that new government in Kyiv won't respect these historic and cultural ties. They're afraid that they won't be allowed to speak their own language, to practice their traditions, to maintain close ties with Russia. They are afraid that government in Kyiv is actually national, like a nationalistic one, that they are supporting fascism. That's why people are protesting quite harsh.
So one of the things we heard with the vote in Crimea was that, you know, pro-Russian forces and the media and so on were really hyping the idea of splitting from Ukraine. What does the media look like where you are there in eastern Ukraine?
Really, there is a feel of, so to say, informational war, media war going on. My crew is constantly asked, which channel do we work for? And the reaction sometimes is quite strong, you know. Sometimes people accuse us of being spies, accuse us of betraying Russia. And by my accent, they can judge that I'm from Russia myself, you know. And when they hear that, they say, oh, you are our Russian sister. Thanks for coming. Save us. Take us to Russia as soon as possible. So it is quite divided and it is quite black and white, unfortunately.
Okay. Now, you've said that you're kind of accosted from both sides, the pro-Russia, the pro-Kiev forces. Can you get a handle on how people are feeling there when they look at what happened in Crimea over the weekend? Is it frightening? Is it inspiring? Where do people stand, do you think?
Well, it depends. You know, people here, most of people here feel quite inspired by Crimean example. And many of them told us that they want to join Russia, too. But if you talk to Ukrainians, some of them say that they are actually frightened by the actions of Moscow. So they feel now unsafe, especially in the eastern regions.
So do you think there'll be a referendum there in eastern Ukraine as well?
I have been working in Ukraine for the past 3 months, and unpredictable is the best word to describe the situation here. Each time we think the crisis is over and it's all going to calm down, something else happens. I mean, if like a month ago you tell me that there will be a referendum in Crimea, I won't believe you. So it's very hard to predict what will happen.
The BBC's Olga Ivshina is in Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Olga, thank you for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you.